Welcome to Your Best Life University. I'm Dr. Lynn Brown, a counselor and educator. In this podcast, I discuss a myriad of topics related to the five dimensions of personal growth: mental, social, spiritual, emotional, and physical. Thank you so much for listening. Today's topic is intentional weight management, motivation, how do you stay motivated? Part 2. Third, reinforce new habit patterns. The habit patterns that promote weight gain are so firmly established through repeated episodes that attempts to remove them by conscious effort, willpower, creates extreme stress. And this stress usually causes the old behavior pattern to return. A much more effective way is by programming a new pattern into the subconscious mind until it becomes a strong conditioned response. So, during your weight management program, it is necessary to constantly reinforce new habit patterns you are learning. We all engage in mental programming. An example is having an upcoming vacation. During the months preceding your time off, you think about the activities you'll be doing during your vacation. You plan for, anticipate, and visualize them. Therefore, you establish a mental set for enjoying the vacation. When the vacation actually arrives, you automatically do many of the things you have visualized. When applying this method to food-related habits, attitudes, and situations, you are inducing certain specific changes in your eating pattern. And fourth is the need for flexibility. In order to maintain your motivation to achieve permanent weight management, you must be able to change your reasons for going through the process as your situation changes. The passage of time alone will necessitate an alteration in focus and priorities. As time goes on, there will be changes in your schedule, lifestyle, concerns, goals, and relationships. As you are experiencing any change in your life, you will need to re-examine how it is altering your desire and motivation to lose weight. If weight management is no longer a positive aspect of your life, then it is time to re-examine your motives. If you find they are no longer valid or have become less important to you, then you will need to start at the beginning by determining new specific and positive reasons for continuing to work toward your goal. In addition, it has been found that after every 15 to 20 pounds lost, there is a need to rethink your reasons for weight loss. This is because there are usually changes, such as those indicated earlier, that result from losing weight. Remember, as soon as weight loss becomes a ball and chain instead of an opportunity, it is time to rethink your motivation. Be sure to visit our home at bestlife21.org. Thanks. Copyright 2022, Lynn Berenius Brown.